Ace is proud to sponsor the 2021 Commodity Classic. Crary Manufacturing, farm profitability. Find them at crary.com. An agricultural economist says there are many impact both corn and soybean prices this year. Michael Langmeyer is Purdue University's Ag Economics Professor, and he presented during one of the outlooks during the virtual Commodity Classic. He explains the outlook for this year.
There's a lot of factors could impact both soybean and corn prices. And one of the big ones is acreage. What is the acreage going to end up being for both corn and soybeans? I mean, most market analysts expect soybean acreage to increase from last year, certainly, but how much would increase? Both corn and soybeans are very short in terms of stocks to use, and particular soybeans is extremely tight stocks to use. And so, you know, rather than just having one of the crops be relatively short from a stocks to use, you have both crops. And so really there's incentive to increase both acreage.
So what does that mean for a price outlook?
Kind of the midpoint corn futures price for the December contract is about $4.55, but there's a 25% chance that that could be below $3.85. There's a 25% chance it could be above $5.50. That's a very large range. The same is true with soybeans. You know, the midpoint price is $12 per bushel, but there's a 25% chance that it could be below $10.50.
Comments from one of the classic Outlook sessions. This report brought to you today by the Nebraska Corn Board, enhancing demand, adding value, and ensuring sustainability. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.